323, one of those kind of songs that we can pray. So make it your prayer as you sing it tonight. 323. this is our, for some of us, for some of you, farewell meeting. Many of you, I think, are going home sometime tomorrow. And I think probably I'm correct to say, well, let me ask and see. How many of you have your suitcase at least half packed already? What's your hurry? You're 1 foot out the door. Now, don't shortchange yourself. There's still a meeting yet left. It's right now. Jesus wants to work, and he wants to help us. And maybe seal the thing that he's done. Work on in some of our lives and hearts, drawing us closer and closer to himself. So bring both feet back in and stay till the end and enjoy Jesus and his presence and open up our hearts, your heart, our souls, your soul, to himself and see what he'll do for you. I'm not going to call on anybody to testify. And some of you maybe have testified already once, twice, three times, half a dozen, whatever it may have been. But if you've been here, maybe you haven't had an opportunity, but you want to take an opportunity, you'll have to take your opportunity. Don't wait for me to say next. Now we're going to have popcorn testimonies, or you finish and call on somebody else. I won't do that. But if you have it in your heart, you want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness, his goodness, you can do that yet tonight. We've been to church a lot, and we've heard a lot, and God has dealt with us and spoken to us. And I'm thankful for every opportunity that we've had. So, Lord, work on tonight in this meeting. Yes. And, Lord, we're reminded to pray for the cottagers. I wouldn't be surprised if they're finished. They've had their last morning devotion and Bible study together, and the last nugget of truth has been tucked away in these hearts. We pray, Lord, that you'll keep it there. Dear Lord, that the enemy wouldn't come and snatch the seed away. That, Lord, these little hearts that are so wide open, so childlike, so trusting, we pray, Lord, they will receive with meekness that word. Lord, as they are being tucked in tonight and putting their head on the pillow, we pray, Lord, that you will bless them. We pray that you will be with them. And tomorrow they'll get up and eat breakfast and go home. And we pray that you will go with them. Wherever they're from, Lord, watch over them and continue to work in these hearts. We pray the same for the boys, Lord, in the village in Natick and Onantum. Jesus, we pray for them tonight. We thank you for what you've done. They're not quite finished yet. They also have a time before them. I don't know what they're doing, if it's a meeting, if it's a bunk devotion, but they'll have opportunity once again tonight to draw near to you. Lord, if there's a boy up there that hasn't yet yielded their life, that hasn't yet fully opened their heart, that you haven't yet been able to get down to the very bottom, we pray that tonight would be that night in that boy. Lord, I know you've worked in many, maybe most, if not all. But we ask tonight, Lord Jesus, that you continue to work in these boys and bless their counselors. We pray that you'll help them not to stop yet, but continue to give them faith. And Lord, fill them with yourself and anoint them and give them wisdom and strength. We just pray for them, Lord. We pray for each child here. And we pray that you'll bless all of us here, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity we've had morning and evening to come together and to look to you and to worship you. In Jesus, many, O Lord, are your wonderful works which are to us ward. If we were to reckon them up in order, they are more than can be numbered. But we thank you, dear Jesus, for your presence, for your word. We thank you for the family of God and the fellowship. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will manifest yourself this meeting, this last opportunity here in the lodge, this this year for many. Lord, we just pray you pour out your Spirit the way you'd like to. Come in your sweetness. Come in your fullness. And stamp thine own image deep on our heart, we pray. We thank you for it. We also remember the needs, Lord, of those that have gone, have asked that we continue to pray and remember them. We do that, Lord, and ask that you'll undertake for them and meet those needs that they've brought to camp and they've brought to our attention. We pray that you'll supply every need. We again pray for Bill Rodriguez, Lord, in his physical trial, in his physical need. You are able for him, Lord. You're able to help him where maybe no one else can, but you can, Lord. You are the great physician still. Jesus, do a miracle in a brother Bill. Lord, and raise him up for your honor and for your glory. Help him, Lord Jesus. Be near him, his children that are there. Lord, bless them. And as they come to you and look to you and encourage one another and strengthen one another, we pray, Lord, your blessing to be upon them and your name to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus, for it. In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Could we sing number 116 in the white book? Number 116.
Just be mine.
to be used more for Thee. Thank You for it, Lord. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need a new empowering in my life to be used more for me. The Lord Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Sweeter as the years go by, sweeter as the years go by, richer, fuller, deeper, Jesus' love is sweeter. Thank You, Jesus. Wonderful, Lord. Well, maybe you'd like to sing, "How Firm a Foundation, You Saints of the Lord." It doesn't matter which tune you pick. Brother Paul will sing whichever one. 162 in the hymn book. And if you'd like to stand together, we can do that as we sing. 162. On that last,
when through fiery trials I had a fresh alive, my race all submission shall be my supply. The flesh shall not hurt me, my only desire, I draw.
if I could speak from the guest side. And I think I'm a guest at camp. I don't know if I'm a guest. Oh, no, I'm a staff member. I filled out a staff application. So I don't know. But if I can speak as a guest, I would have to say thank you to you, who took my garbage away from the table and from camp and dumped it in the dump. And those of you who worked hard all around the grounds to clean it up and to sweep it up and to blow it off. That's something that was a little bit new. Instead of brooms, that was good. But you get rid of all those whatever drops during the course of a day or a night and come out in the morning and everything's clean and looks brand new. And Brother Tom's hard work and his crew that work with him tirelessly, selflessly, the cook, the head. I should stop, huh? Because I'll forget somebody if I start naming individual offices or places. But we are really thankful as guests for those of you who've come. I don't know, third period is, they tell me it's the hardest period. So you must be gluttons for punishment or something. But I hope it wasn't too daunting and too much of an overwhelm for you, and that maybe next year you'll come back again and we can work together and serve together and continue to seek the Lord together. I trust that'll be the case. Now, my brother tells me that you can get sick and tired of me after a little while. And I know that's the case. I know that's true. I feel bad for some of you guests. So I guess I should say thank you to you, too, for coming back again, meeting after meeting. I know you tried to slip out and stay away, but some of you then saw the sign that the guests are expected to be in the meetings. And so you came because you were afraid to get in trouble with the office. So you sat through and endured another one. It reminded me of, I've told you this before, perhaps, probably, but it reminds me of a little boy that his parents brought to a church service in a camp similar to this, where every morning and every night they had to go to church, and the poor little kid didn't have the privilege of being babysat in the mornings by the waitresses or whoever it may be. And the kid just had to sit through every meeting. And so the parent brought all the toys that you could bring, tried to bring the quiet ones. You find that sometimes the parents make a mistake and the one you thought was quiet starts singing all of a sudden, or Jack in the Box or something. Well, this mother brought she brought these little cars that didn't make noise, and until the kid put it on the floor and vroom, 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 and shh, quiet. So we went on to something else, and the poor mom was having a hard time with this poor child. And the poor child was having a hard time coming to meeting after meeting and playing with the same toys and still being silenced. And so finally one meeting, they had a whole bunch of flags that were being displayed in the front. It was one of the larger meetings, and so they carried in these flags. And the kid was enamored by that. Mom, what's that flag? Shh, stop, shh. What's that flag, Mom? That's the American flag. Oh, and he was quiet for a minute, and then he saw another flag. Mom, what's that flag? And that's the Christian flag. Oh, okay. And then another flag. And Mom, what's that flag? That's to honor those who died in the service. And he said, which service, the morning or the evening? And I know maybe that's the way some of you have felt sometimes. Which service did you die in? And which day was it that we buried you? Well, at least most of you have made it through to the, could we call it the bitter end, or just to the end. But I'm thankful that we made it. Now, it's really not that big a deal. And I know that many of us could keep on going, and you'd come back again and again, and some of you have made your own services in your times of seeking the Lord together, because that's what we do at camp. I mean, why would you come to camp if you don't want to go to the meetings? We had a boy in Onantum one year. I was an Onantum counselor for a lot of time, so I couldn't tell you what year it was. but he wasn't from one of our fellowship churches. He was invited by some other parent, and they sent their kid to camp, and they sent him with a letter from the parents. Give this to the camp when you get there, because they had heard what camp was about. And when the kid goes to Nonantum, they play ball and they go on the lake and they run around here and they play this contest and this game and they have this snack time and all the rest. But they also go to church a lot. Well, this kid was ready for that. His parents sent him with the letter, and I read the letter, and the letter said, please excuse my son from going to the meetings while at Pilgrim Camp, and find another activity for him during that time, but I don't want him to be there for the meetings, and we give him permission to sit those out. I looked at the letter, and I thought, what do I do now? I brought it to the office. It wasn't Brother Paul that was sitting in the office at the time, someone else, and they looked at the letter, and they said, he's going to the meetings, and he did go. I don't know how much he enjoyed all the meetings, but he had to come. And he died really early on in the course of that period that he was at camp. But I trust God did something for him anyway. And I trust that God has done something for you anyway. And that he'll continue to work. And some have been at camp since period one. Some have been here before period one. You go all the way back to Memorial Day, and some have never gone home. And there's a blessing here, and we're thankful. But there also comes a time when many do leave, and that's tomorrow. And I just wanted to read something to us, to you, from the scriptures before we go. Maybe before we turn to the Bible, I have a couple of announcements to make that are rather important. As a matter of fact, extremely important. If you like to eat breakfast. Breakfast tomorrow is at 8 o'clock. 8 a.m. Not 8:30. So the trumpets will sound at 7:30 tomorrow morning. And then at 8 o'clock, when all the camp goes in, the boys go in, the cottagers, we go in also. 8 o'clock for breakfast tomorrow morning. And then we'll eat our breakfast in a timely fashion. And we'll have a table worship tomorrow morning. The table worship will be over before 9. Minutes before 9, not just 2 minutes, but more than 2. So we will have a short table worship. Now, if you want to work the system, take your time eating the breakfast. Ask for more and more and more, and just maybe you'll be lucky enough. No. We will have a table worship, because I'll say at a given time, if you have to keep eating because you're so hungry, just do so while we start our table worship tomorrow morning in the palace, okay? Because camp ends for the boys, the children going on the bus or van, they leave. And many of you are picking up children and taking them wherever you're taking them, hopefully home. And you'll want to get them also quickly, and you want to get on the road. I think our brother and sister that are, and you're probably leaving too, going back to California tomorrow early, before breakfast, yeah? Before breakfast. So we won't see them anymore. We'll say goodbye tonight to them. But please keep that in mind for tomorrow morning, okay?